kind of vent a little bit after you, like you did after the game, just to kind of let out some frustrations and now you move forward?
I wouldn't feel this too much of venting. It was just speaking the truth, honestly, knowing not really just calling other guys out, but just us as a whole offensive group. Got to basically get out there and execute plays and stay on the field, complete long drives and get points.
What's been the reaction from your teammates in the afternoon?
Pretty no reaction, really. Just everybody out here working hard, trying to get better.
What do we anticipate moving forward? I mean, I know you guys have talked about getting better. I mean, you feel like you guys are on the verge of busting out here? Got reason to believe that things could change?
I really don't know until Sunday to see how it all goes. I can't say that we've working hard to get better, but I can't say we better just because we had another week of practice. I won't know until the game.
Do you think the creases have been there for you from the zone blocking?
I wouldn't say they've been there, but I say we're working. We're trying to get better.
Do you feel like at some point I'm the guy with the ball in my hands, I got to make something happen? I mean, or is that a dangerous way to think? Or?
If you think that way, then you'll start looking for the home run.
And you don't want to do that?
No, not at all.
What do you see when you watch the lines on tape? You got Sue in the middle. You got Vandenbosch on the right next to him. I mean, where's their line compared to maybe some other teams?
Their line pretty good. Just having Vandenbosch here, actually been a teammate of mine, knowing the type of guy he is, how he work, and him being a leader of their defense and things. I know those guys are going to have high motors, and just watching film, see how athletic and tough they is. Just knowing if we don't execute our plays and we don't get hands on them guys, it's going to be another long day.
After some of these runs where there's not very much gain or loss, do you say anything in the huddle to guys or you just or not?
Yeah, just try to stay positive and put that play behind you and move on to the next play. It's sort of thing you can't let the last play affect the next play or whatever. So don't want the other team to see you out there on the field arguing and things like that. So it's a situation where don't try and let that play affect the next one.
You've always taken a lot of pride in your yardage, your production. I mean, how tough is you to be sitting here week two, you know, 19 carries, 21 yards?
It's real tough, but at the end of the day, it's 14 games left, so it'll be all right.
Chris,
how much different is it for you and for any running back if the first contact's coming from a defensive lineman as opposed to a linebacker?
It's real different. You can't get your momentum going. You can't really get to be going forward or even too much break tackles. When you see a lot of running backs or whatever break tackles, it's them running forward, running through the line and getting some momentum going, getting speed up and things like that. So a lot of times when you're getting hit in the backfield and things, it'd be pretty hard.
Chris, how much are you blaming this thing? I mean, do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm not perfect either, or is it everybody else's fault?
I'm never perfect. Even when I went for 2,000, I wouldn't think I was perfect, but I wouldn't sit here and say I'm to blame.
Are you any part of the blame here?
I wouldn't think so, but I'm not the guy to sit here and be the guy that point fingers and things like that. It's just a situation where I'm going to be only as good as my line going to be, so we got to work together and get better together.
How convinced are you that this too shall pass, so to speak, that it is going to get better at some point?
Well, last year it was tough times, and it got better towards the end, so just hopefully it can get better quicker than it did last year.
Do you watch tape? Do you think you have missed some holes and missed some opportunities for some big plays?
I watch a lot of tape. I watch every game that I play and whatever. I don't think I've missed no big plays or anything like that. It's just a situation where this year we haven't really had the opportunity to stay on the field and really get into the running game. So situation, I think I got like 19 carries in two games, so I won't think I really miss any big plays out there.
Chris, a lot of the criticism has been that sort of tiptoed through the hole or through the hole. Or how do you respond to that?
If you look at the tape, it's not true. I'm the highest paid guy on this team, so of course I get the criticism, but it's something that I don't let me get down. I know it's a situation we all just got to get better as a team.
How much does it fuel you, the criticism, if at all?
Of course. Anytime when you come in leading, you have so much success as a young player, it's always good to have something to put a chip on your shoulder.
What kind of grades you get in post-game? If you haven't missed holes and it's been more a matter of not having a place to run, you must be grading out very well.
I don't know. We really don't do grades. So, I don't know.
I mean, you get the sense that the O-line maybe still trying to gel and those guys maybe not working together like they have here in years past?
I don't know. We just all still working. You know, we're a year into the new system and new year or whatever. So it's just a situation that we all working hard together. I'm not saying the offensive line is bad. They're not saying I'm bad. We just working together trying to make it better because once we turn it over and we get the praise, we're going to take the praise together as a whole team, not just an individual.